My name is Lindsay Berkson, and you know, we're always trying to figure out what can we do to make our brain more under our own control. We'd like our brain to be calm, thank you very much, and we'd really like our brains to be able to have good appetite control. And so we're always looking to see what disrupts our appetite and makes us want to eat out of control versus what gives us better appetite control so that we can move through our world feeling like we're somewhat more in control. That's a funny thought. What an arrogant thought, because we really aren't in control. But with food, if we eat better, it seems like we do have a semblance of control. And one of the reasons is that different foods that we consume affect the relationship between the hypothalamus and the brain and signals that tell us when to eat and when not to eat or when we've had enough to eat. So, the food that seems to knock on the brain and contribute to the brain screaming at the rest of the body to keep eating, which means this food contributes to overeating, is, of all things, fructose. Fructose is a simple little monosaccharide, just a little monosaccharide, and it's one of the three dietary monosaccharides, and it's found in fruits, like berries even have fructose in it, and honey, and a lot of root vegetables like carrots. And commercially, it's from sugarcane and sugar beets and corn. And then, of course, there's high fructose corn syrup as an additive in many things from ketchup to salad dressings to even, for example, turkey that you might buy in the deli section. Well, it appears that the more fructose we consume, even if it comes in from fruit, the more it knocks at our brain by deactivating signals from the hypothalamus that regulate appetite, motivation, and a sense of control of reward and consequences of your actions. So fructose ingestion basically disrupts the normal signaling of your body that allows you to be in the master, Captain Kirk, the center of control, and really have control over the spaceship. We lose control over our spaceship body, and we decide that our satiety signaling hormone goes out of control. The insulin starts to go out of control as we listen to our hormones out of control, and we eat more, and we gain more. These findings were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they're really important because I've had a number of patients who, in trying to eat better, one of the first things they do is they eat a lot of fruit. They start eating grapes and pineapple and berries because berries are supposed to be good for your brain and high in antioxidants with a high auric content rating. But if you eat more fruit than your body can utilize and consume more foods with high fructose corn syrup as an additive, you are hijacking and damaging the signaling system that allows you to feel some semblance of control in this big, huge, unknown world where we would prefer, thank you very much, to have control over our appetite, how much we eat, pushing ourselves away from the table, and control over our waistline and fitting into those clothes that we owned a few years ago. I heard one of my friends boasting, I'm so lucky I can still fit into the same earrings I wore in high school. No, 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 we're not talking about fitting into the same earrings. We're talking about fitting into the same clothes. And one of the ways to do that is to try and cut down on your fructose wherever you can. BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.